And I'm Kristen.
And you're listening to the Empowered Caregiver Show. So we've been talking a little bit about what a caregiver is and why we've decided to do this show and the importance behind it. And we just wanted to spend a little bit of time talking about the Raise Family Caregiver Act, which is really the backbone of our show. I think a lot of the concerns that we have as a society have been addressed in the Raise Family Caregiver Act. So, Kristen, do you want to tell us a little bit about what that is?
Sure. As a social studies teacher by trade, I always like to point out an act means this is law, right? Or at least it's a proposed law. So the Family Caregiver Act is, well, Raise Family Caregiver Act. It's a great acronym. It stands for recognizing, assisting, including, supporting, and engaging. So all these wonderful verbs about how to look at family caregivers, help them look at themselves and figure out what are their needs and what can we do as a country through our legislation, right? Through our tax dollars, through our legislators and our programs out there, what can we do to support them? And so this act is part of Biden's Build Back Better plan. And it was signed into law in 2018, which means that it is something where it's getting to the point of addressing what we need as family caregivers. And they got together a Family Caregiver Advisory Council who developed a report and have created a national strategy. And as Liza was talking about, why we want to make this the backbone of our show is that a lot of the goals we had when we first started talking about putting the microphone out there for this cause and to get people building a community and understanding who they are and what we all need. We recognized in our research that there is a whole other group of people besides us working on this. And they were the Family Caregiver Advisory Council, and their strategy is just amazing. So we want to kind of fill many of our shows or bring into many of our shows some of the recommendations that they've come up with.
That's right. So they had broken down the needs and concerns of family caregivers on a national level into five main goals. And then within those goals, there are 26 recommendations. So I could give a brief overview of what the five main goals are. And the first one is what we started to talk about is just to create the public awareness and self-identification to include caregivers in governmental planning and building a working partnership with the public sector.
So from my understanding, it means that essentially we've got to get people who are in this role to understand that this is part of their identity and that they have other people who have things in common with them, right?
That's correct. Yeah. There's a lot of people that don't identify as a caregiver for various reasons based on their cultural background or just that they feel like this is something that you do as a family member. And then some of them don't want the stigma around being a caregiver.
Well, and I also think kind of that hidden identity, right, is that it's disproportionately been an identity that's hit women. And, you know, that's because it has this overlap with parenting or with being in relationship and care and taking care of people, right? That's a normal part of most of our relationships on this planet. And the people that have been sort of leading the care of those relationships have been women historically. And so we still are kind of identifying the family caregiver as disproportionately a woman.
That's correct. Yes. So that's really goal one, is to bring awareness and self-identification to the caregiver role. The next one is to recognize that caregivers are part of the care recipient's care team and to give them the training and support they need to do the tasks that are asked of them.
So this one really hits near and dear to my heart for a couple different reasons. We were not a medical family. We didn't have any doctors in our family. We didn't growing up. We didn't have any like chronic illnesses or anything that took us to hospitals. And then all of a sudden Nicole came and she had epilepsy. And so now we did come right up close, you know, front and center with the medical field. And this, her diagnosis of epilepsy was about at 2.5. And so just learning how to navigate the healthcare system has been a journey. My heart, you know, goes out there to all of the people in the medical field. I think one thing the pandemic opened up for all of us is that that is also a job that, you know, it can be really taxed and not appreciated enough. So my heart goes out to them. I mean, nurses have been a huge source of support for Nicole and myself, but they all don't always come with a guidebook, right? We didn't get handed a packet that said, this is how you do epilepsy. This is how you do children's hospital. This is how you mm-hmm. do, you know, that kind of stuff. And then it also became really clear when both of my parents got chronic illnesses, and then everyone in the family turned to me because they said, oh, you know how to navigate the healthcare system. And it was another round of learning how to navigate a new disease, right? Navigating kidney disease is a lot different than epilepsy, and then navigating COPD. So I don't want to drone on and on about different illnesses, but one of the things that I think really became crucial is that our family needed to be part of those discussions. And especially with my dad, he was a very proud man, so he didn't want anyone going to the appointments with him. And he was making decisions with his doctor to do dialysis at home. Unfortunately, because of the disease, his head wasn't, you know, his thinking wasn't always very clear. He didn't always pick up on what he was supposed to do.
Right.
And then he's at home with all this dialysis stuff, and my mom's trying to figure it out with him, and it's not making a whole lot of sense.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And I think about trying to put together Legos with my son, let alone to
a home dialysis kit.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was nuts. And so we've learned that you really, now no one in our family goes to any doctor's appointment alone, even if we have to like Skype in or phone in, so that there's somebody there to listen and to ask the questions that you might be thinking that you need to know answers to later on in the evening. So I think the second goal from the Raise Family Caregiver Act is an amazing one.
Yes. Yeah. And not only, you know, that we're all on the same page, but a lot of times caregivers have valuable input and information to be providing doctors
yes.
and nurses, and they're not always open to hearing it. You know, right. It's kind of who are you?
Right.
So it's changing that dynamic and giving even some of the medical staff the training they need to be able to identify a caregiver and speak with them in that role. The next goal is to increase respite services and to increase pay and support to direct care providers, supporting the caregiver's financial future due to lost income in caregiving.
Right. And I think that respite piece, we're going to bring in a couple different people in the community that provide respite and how respite can look in a lot of different contexts. And one of the things that's been real helpful for me is when people remind me that not only am I getting respite from Nicole, she's getting respite from me. And so right. It's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. And it's not always easy to ask for help
yeah.
or to take that break or to entrust, you know, your loved one with somebody else. So really providing the training and support so everyone feels comfortable to walk away and take a break.
Sure. Actually, you know what I'm realizing? Some people might not even know what we mean by the term respite. How would you explain respite in your life?
Respite for us was basically literally just taking a break from our son, having a paid care provider mm-hmm. come in and make sure he stayed alive so that we could go out and have some time to ourselves.
Right, definitely. And give some time to the other kid, right?
Right,
yeah,
right.
That's something that's been important. So we're going to come back in just a moment and we're going to continue to discuss the Raise Family Caregiver Act. We are the Empowered Caregivers. I'm Kristen.
And I'm Liza.
And we'll be back in just a moment.